his dad was going to pay for him to go to USC, and he needed to get out there. And he said, his dad said he'd pay all the gas, which was probably 49¢ a gallon back then. He'd pay the gas if we drove out there with him. So myself, a guy named Tom Horton, who I went to school with at State, and Jerry, the three of us piled into his van, Jerry's van. And what had happened a few months before that was I was dating a girl in Chicago that I met in Florida with Jerry, actually. Jerry and I met these two girls while we were camping. But anyway, I'd been seeing this girl in Chicago, and when I visited her, she said, I want to take you to a show, and the show was a Brian Ferry solo show. So this would have been 77. So it was the Brian Ferry show, one, the great one, where he had both Phil Manzanera and Chris Benning as guitarists. Oh, that was the best Brian ever was. But anyway, so she took me to the show, and then afterwards she said, I want to take you to this place in Chicago that's this kind of weird bar, and it's called Lemire Vapir, which I think translates to my mother's snake. And it was a budding punk bar, and when you went in, they would hand you a safety pin, a single safety pin to put on. So we hung out there, and there was no live music at that point in Chicago for punk, but we hung out there and loved that, and I told Jerry about it. So when we drove to take Jerry to L.A., we had certain spots along the way that we knew we'd want to stop at, and the first one was Chicago. So I took him there, and he loved the place. And then we journeyed down to Denver, and there was nothing going on there. Then we went up to Oregon because my sister was a hippie then. She lived there. So we spent a few weeks there. We worked part-time to get some more money. And then we tooled down to San Francisco. And at that time, the punk bar in San Francisco was the Mabuhay Garden. So that was a little more theatrical, but they were doing live music and stuff. And I don't remember who we saw, but we liked that. And then we shot down to Los Angeles. And the punk bar then was the Mask. And that, of course, is the famous one where you entered in an alley, and there was a handwritten sign outside that said, admission $3, hippies $7. So that's a long way of saying, in a course of a few weeks, Jerry and I got to go to all the premier punk places, except for like CBGBs and Max's. And we'd end up going there, you know, within a year after that. But the cool thing was, within a few weeks, we could see just how punk was kind of like starting to gurgle up all over the country in different ways. And so when we got back to Detroit, we were telling our friends about it. And then shortly after that show started, you know, live performances started going on with early adapters like the Ramrods and the Sillies and the Traitors.